rules of the road for our media folks. There is no Q&A here today. I'm going to look toward the PIOs who are affiliated with all the speakers up here on stage. If you guys can raise your hands really quick, PIOs. So for any Q&A, media availability, please see them after the press conference to arrange that. With that said, I'm going to introduce Mr. Louis Lubin, Executive Director of San Francisco Fleet Week.
Well, thank you. I mean, how about Fisherman's Wharf? Is this place not awesome? The Sky Wheel, I got to tell you, this city is coming alive. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Before we talk about jets, ships, schedules, let's start with what Fleet Week truly stands for. It is a celebration of service in every form. It's about the men and women in uniform, our veterans, our first responders, the nurses, the teachers, and public services who keep our nation strong. Fabulous people in the city of San Francisco and public service. We are so appreciative of that. And I should say, Fleet Week is a community event. It is not a military event. It is a community event. San Francisco, San Franciscans organize Fleet Week, and they open the doors of the city and welcome the military in. We love Fleet Week, and Fleet Week loves San Francisco. But these are the things that makes so many moments meaningful. And this moment is meaningful because today I can proudly say that San Francisco Fleet Week is moving forward, loud, proud, and filled with purpose. For more than four decades, when then Mayor Dianne Feinstein started San Francisco Fleet Week, it has endured. It is incredibly resilient, just like the city that hosts it. But Fleet Week has been one of the city's most cherished traditions, a time when San Francisco opens its arms to those who serve and celebrates the values of courage, unity, and public service that binds us all together. That spirit is alive and visible right now. As we speak, the Colombian tall ship Gloria is sailing through the Golden Gate and into San Francisco Bay. Thank you, Gloria. A stunning reminder of the international friendship and cooperation that defines Fleet Week. And while Fleet Week has faced many challenges, I think this is our fourth threat of government shutdown. This would be the second one that actually happened. So we've been down this road before. But this year is very different. Thanks to the extraordinary partnership and planning, San Francisco is hosting a full Fleet Week, including our world-famous air show, community events, and waterfront celebrations. We want to personally thank the Office of Mayor Daniel Lurie, whose leadership and support have helped make this year's Fleet Week possible, and to the volunteers and civil servants who have spent the past year planning and preparing. Your dedication embodies exactly what Fleet Week stands for. Thank you to our community partners, the Office of Small Business, the Fisherman's Wharf Community Benefit District, our international partners from Canada and Colombia, for standing with us and helping bring this celebration to life. Because make no mistake, our skies will once again be filled with the sound of freedom. The waterfront and skyline will come alive with the world-famous San Francisco Fleet Week Air Show, presented by United, who has stayed with us for years, ensuring that that air show can happen. Thank you, United. And the air show will feature the Royal Canadian Air Force Snowbirds, the Patriots jet team, visiting ships and sailors from Canada and Colombia. By the way, there'll be P-51 Mustangs, as a child, my favorite airplane, in this air show. Any other city, the air show that's going to take place this year would be a world-class air show. It stands on its own, whether or not the Blue Angels come. We're kind of spoiled, and we love the Blue Angels, but boy, I got to tell you, this is going to be a hell of a show. So their presence shows that the spirit of Fleet Week is alive and strong, a celebration that brings together allies, families, and a city that stands shoulder to shoulder with those who serve. This year also carries special meaning as San Francisco proudly serves as the official Fleet West Coast celebration of the 250th anniversary of the United States Navy. How about that? And don't forget the Marine Corps, Department of the Navy, a milestone that honors all who have served, who are serving today, and those who will serve in the future. So as we prepare for another incredible week of service, celebration, and connection, whether you come to hear the rumble of the jets overhead or enjoy Fleet Fest, which will be happening here on the waterfront, or take part in community events across the city, remember that Fleet Week is a tribute to everyone who serves. So thank you, and welcome to San Francisco Fleet Week 2025. I want to say, around the holidays, I met our mayor at a holiday celebration. I was introduced to him, and I was introduced as, this is Louis Leuven, he is the executive director for San Francisco Fleet Week. He shook my hand, looked me in the eyes like, I am a fan, I will do everything I can. Well, to that, please join me in welcoming Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Good morning, everyone. I am fired up about Fleet Week. On behalf of the City and County of San Francisco, I'm honored to kick off Fleet Week. San Francisco shares a deep bond with those who serve. For generations, this city has stood as part of America's defense on the West Coast. From the Bayview shipyards to the long history of the Presidio, each Fleet Week, we see that this bond is alive in the people who continue to answer that call to serve. Earlier this week, I had the privilege and the honor of attending an enlistment ceremony here in San Francisco. Young people from across the Bay Area raised their hands and took an oath to serve this country in the Marines and in the Navy. Watching them make that commitment, knowing that many of them grew up right here in San Francisco, was deeply moving. It reminded me that service is part of what defines this city. And this weekend, that spirit will be on full display. San Francisco Fleet Week began in 1981, 44 years ago. And nearly every October since, the sound of jets has become a familiar soundtrack over the city. I remember as a kid playing on a rooftop playground and hearing those things go right over me. This year may look a little different as the Blue Angels won't be flying due to the government shutdown, but the spirit of Fleet Week remains strong nonetheless. The skies over the Bay Area will still be filled with air shows, and our neighborhoods will be alive with celebration and pride. And there is no better way and place to host Fleet Week than right here in San Francisco. From our hills and waterfronts to our rooftops and our parks, people will gather to take in the sights and sounds that make the weekend so special. On this weekend, there's no denying that San Francisco is the most beautiful city in America. Yes, we'll clap for that. Each year, people flock to our city to enjoy the beauty that Fleet Week generates, and it also has always contributed economic benefits to our city. When people come to watch the show, they get lunch beforehand. They explore all that there is to do here at Pier 39, Fisherman's Wharf, and Ghirardelli Square. And it's not just the air shows. We also have the Italian Heritage Parade and other cultural events across this great city. Together, these events showcase the best of who we are, a city that honors service, celebrates community, and welcomes people from all over the world. When people aren't watching planes fly over the bay or enjoying the food in North Beach, they will see that San Francisco is a city on the rise. And I also just want to express my gratitude to our law enforcement, to our police, to our fire, to our emergency management personnel, our Parks and Rec, who are going to keep us safe this weekend. So thank you all. I don't care about whether or not we have a government shutdown or not. I want us to honor our armed forces and our pilots. Let's support our businesses, and let's go San Francisco. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Can you all hear me?
Push it up.
Push it up. How's that? All right. Good morning, everyone. My name is Michael Martin. I'm the acting port director, and I'm excited to welcome you to the fantastic waterfront of Fisherman's Wharf and the iconic San Francisco Bay shoreline. A special acknowledgement to our representatives from Canada and Colombia. Thank you for your partnership and for joining us in this year's Fleet Week. We're very honored to have you here. I'm also honored to have Port Commission President Gail Gilman here in the audience to support another great Fleet Week here at the Port. The Port of San Francisco has a long and proud history supporting Fleet Week, and we're thrilled to see that that strong relationship continues this year. We recognize that this year's Fleet Week feels different, but what remains the same is Fleet Week's enduring connection to the city and its unique contributions to our community. Since it began in 1981, Fleet Week has been a beloved San Francisco tradition, an event that delights, informs, and unites people from across the city. At the Port, we take special pride in Fleet Week and the multiple roles it plays, even beyond a great opportunity for the community to gather and enjoy the best of San Francisco. These include not just honoring the military's contributions to San Francisco, but also enabling collaboration and coordination among first responders, law enforcement, and the military to foster better preparedness for disaster and other major events. As you explore the waterfront during Fleet Week, you'll find remarkable pieces of naval history, from the Liberty Ship Jeremiah O'Brien over at Pier 35 to the World War II submarine USS Pomponito here at Pier 45. And it's really fitting that they're at those two piers, which were the site of embarkation for many, many, many soldiers and sailors from San Francisco during over the decades. It's a rich history, and it's part of what makes our waterfront so special to explore during Fleet Week. And the waterfront continues to evolve. We're adding new public art, welcoming new restaurants and stores, creating even more ways to connect with the waterfront experience through parks and hopefully a new plaza just to our left here. This year's Fleet Week lineup is especially exciting. We'll see naval vessels from Colombia and Canada, air shows featuring both military and civilian aircraft, car shows, and much more. With many thousands of people attending Fleet Week events, it is an important economic driver for many restaurants, bars, shops, and more along the waterfront and citywide. Before I close, I want to acknowledge the tremendous work that goes into making Fleet Week possible. Many members of our port staff, especially those in our hardworking maritime division, spend months with the Fleet Week staff and other city departments prepare for this celebration, ensuring that every detail is handled. And then they got to do it all over again in the last week. I'm so proud of their work. I'm so proud of this partnership. On behalf of the Port of San Francisco, thank you all for your partnership and enthusiasm in making this year's Fleet Week another memorable one. It is now my pleasure to introduce Mary Ellen Carroll, Executive Director of the San Francisco Department of Emergency Management. Mary Ellen and her team do a tremendous job every year with Fleet Week preparation and programming, and DEM is a strong partner to the Port all year round. Mary Ellen, the mic is yours.
Okay, we gotta move this down. Good morning. Happy Fleet Week. One of the things about emergency management is that we are flexible, and we have had a number of, this is my seventh Fleet Week as a director, and over the years, we've had it had different iterations. I was just thinking about COVID when we could barely be together outside and we were all wearing masks. But this year, the shutdown has limited some participation, and certainly by our military forces and federal partners, for whom we are very grateful. But the fact that we're still here today underscores the essence of emergency management. So at its core, we plan for the unexpected. So this was a little bit unexpected. But the fact is that we spend the entire year leading up to Fleet Week working on an emergency exercise. It is literally the backbone of our full-scale exercise planning for the city. It is invaluable to the work that we do. And so while we did not have our partners here yesterday for the big part of the exercise, they were here with us all the way leading up. And so there is still so much value in what we did. And so this is why, even in the face of limitations, the Defense Supportive Civil Authorities, or DSCA, is continued for us and is a critical part. We know that we will be impacted by a major disaster that will go beyond the resources that we have to deal with it. And so for me, while I love seeing our military partners and the Blue Angels, the heart of Fleet Week for me really is around preparedness. And I just want to assure everyone that that went on as planned this week. So we know it's going to be a little different, but we are still continuing to work together. We have a senior leaders workshop this afternoon that I will be participating in with experts from actually around the country to talk about some of the biggest challenges that we face as emergency managers and to help us better prepare for emergencies. So before I go on, before I introduce our next speaker, a little known fact about me is that I spent a year studying in Columbia as an undergrad. And so it is really my true honor to present our next speaker, Consul General Sonia Marina Perea from Colombia. Thank you.
Gracias.
De nada.
Good morning, Mayor Daniel Noy, Mr. Luis Lubin, dear guests, members of the press, ladies and gentlemen. It is my great honor to join you today on behalf of the Consulate General of Colombia in San Francisco. Thank you all for taking the time to be here for this important occasion. Fleet Week is a powerful reminder of our shared values, service, cooperation, and respect for our seas and shores. For Colombia, this moment is even more special because it allows us to bring a symbol of our maritime heritage to your shores, the ARC Gloria, our National Sailing Training Ship. Let me share briefly why the Gloria is so meaningful. The Gloria was commissioned in the late 60s and built in Bilbao, Spain, to serve as Colombia's sail training ship. Since her first journey, the Gloria has carried not only cadets training seamanship and navigation, which of course is very important, but also the culture, the identity, and the goodwill of Colombia to ports around the world, acting as a floating ambassador of our nation. On every journey, she brings Colombia's stories, its music, its people, and its natural beauty to the decks, visiting countries far and near and building friendships through maritime diplomacy. Today, the Gloria has sailed into the San Francisco Bay, and tomorrow, she will arrive at the port of San Francisco, bringing with her the spirit and pride of Colombia. San Francisco, with its proud maritime history and its role as a gateway to the Pacific, is the perfect city to welcome the Gloria. The city represents innovation, resilience, and openness to the world, values that Colombia deeply shares. Let us seize this moment to strengthen the friendship between our peoples and to celebrate the spirit of cooperation that unites across the seas. Muchas gracias, San Francisco, por abrirnos sus brazos y su corazón. Como decimos en Colombia, los mares no nos separan, los mares nos unen. The seas connect us through understanding, respect, and shared purpose. I thank you, Mayor Lori, Mr. Lubin, and all organizers for your warm welcome and your dedication to making this Fleet Week a meaningful and memorable celebration. I wish you all a successful and inspiring Fleet Week. Muchas gracias. And now, thank you. And now it's my pleasure to introduce you Simon Pommel, Consul General, Acting Consul General of Canada. Welcome, Simon.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. very excited to be here. I'm a big fan of Fleet Week and a big fan of San Francisco. And on behalf of the Royal Canadian Navy and the Royal Canadian Air Force, I'm honored to help kick off this incredible week. As your neighbor to the north, Canada's role here is unique, as is the relationship between our two countries. Together, Canada and the United States anchor the most competitive, prosperous, and resilient economic region in the world. And that strength rests on something we can't take for granted: the trust, cooperation, and interoperability between Canadian and US forces. The world is facing tough challenges right now. Canada knows that a threat to America is a threat to Canada. Our national security is deeply interconnected. That's why Canada is stepping up, investing in the tools and capabilities our military needs to protect our sovereignty and our shared interests. Prime Minister Mark Carney announced a $9 billion increase in defense spending for this year. We've also signed NATO's new defense investment pledge, committing to invest 5% of Canada's GDP by 2035. And just last week, Prime Minister Carney launched Canada's new defense investment agency to speed up and streamline defense procurement. Canada's presence at Fleet Week not only underscores the deeply integrated nature of our bilateral defense partnership, it reflects our enduring commitment to growing and strengthening our collaboration with California and San Francisco. In fact, Canada's California's second largest export market, with over $50 billion in two-way trade every year. Nearly 2,000 Canadian-owned businesses operate here, employing more than 90,000 Californians. This partnership isn't abstract. It's groceries on shelves, gas in the tank, and jobs in both our communities. The U.S. couldn't ask for a more reliable partner or a more steadfast ally than Canada. Together, we'll keep building a strong, secure, and competitive North America. With that in mind, Canada is proud to be here with HMCS Nanaimo and the Royal Canadian Air Force Snowbirds. We're thrilled to join you for Fleet Week once again. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to introduce our next speaker, Bree Mon, who's the Executive Director of the Fisherman's Wharf Community Benefit District. Thank you.
Why, thank you for that. Good morning, everyone. We are thrilled to bring you a memorable Fleet Week program. Fleet Week has long been one of the most important weekends for Fisherman's Wharf. Last year, we welcomed hundreds of thousands of visitors, resulting in a powerful boost to our small business economy. Well, as we've all shared today, it's going to be a little different this year. With U.S. military participation on standby, we won't see the Navy ships, but our fingers are still crossed for our Blue Angels. Yet, as a new partner shared with me this week, David, out of adversity comes the best collaborations. At the heart of what we do is community. At the heart of Fleet Week is community, is resilience, is service. And we also know that community is global. That's why we've partnered with Fleet Week organizers to create something very special right here in Fisherman's Wharf. Our international community from Canada and Colombia are joining us, and we are so grateful to have you here. Also, starting Thursday, we will be hosting 4 days of free concerts, including local bands and our very own Fisherman's Wharf street performers. And we're not going to stop there. We're also working on an epic Fleet Fest for you right here in the heart of Fisherman's Wharf. Fleet Week has always embodied our country's strength, our city's heart, and the wharf's unshakable community spirit. And we're never going to let it fade. Now, it is my distinct honor to present to you the CEO of San Francisco Chamber of Commerce, Rodney Fong.
Thank you. My name is Rodney Fong, and I want to welcome and thank all of the leaders that are here to put this together. This is Fleet Week. And as the mayor mentioned, for 41 years, this has been going on in San Francisco. San Francisco doesn't have seasons. We don't have the snow. We don't have the summers. But our events like Fleet Week, to me, as a community event, really signify a milestone every single year. We've been enjoying this as a business family here at Fisherman's Wharf. My grandfather opened the Wax Museum in 1962. And Fleet Week's been part of our lives, whether we've enjoyed it or worked it. Fleet Week to San Francisco brings over $200 million over this weekend. That's economic vitality, not just to Fisherman's Wharf, but to the entire San Francisco Bay Area. So we have been blessed to be able to welcome people from all around the world. I'm looking at the Hoppe family, who are longtime small business owners here at Fisherman's Wharf. They have had the responsibility of welcoming people from around the world. And let's continue to do that this weekend and welcome the world to Fleet Week San Francisco. So with that, have a great Fleet Week, a safe Fleet Week, and enjoy the weekend.